News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you again for being part of our morning. We're always super glad to see you on the radio, and you're looking marvelous. So we got a gorgeous sunny morning out there, 42 degrees, which is perfectly normal for this time of year. This is what a normal morning in May is supposed to feel like. So thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Joining us on the newsline, Joel Harris is back, Sunbury and Milton Salvation Army Community Coordinator. Good morning, Joel. Thank you for checking in this morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. I'm going to ask you to do something I always ask you to do. Just reiterate what the Salvation Army chapters are doing. I always think it's kind of overlooked in our area. It's like having a natural resource. Sometimes you might drive right by. But the Salvation Army Citadels in Sunbury and Milton are quite busy all the time, and especially now. So tell us, what are the Salvation Army Citadels doing these days and always?
Well, right now, we're trying our best to ensure that, you know, every family has a food resource right in their backyard to anyone, whether they're affected by COVID directly or job loss, whatever their insecurity is, we're doing our best to ensure that we're able to alleviate that insecurity and make their life more normal.
And what is the mission of the Salvation Army all year round, even before this pandemic started? What is the mission of Salvation Army?
Our mission is to ensure that we are doing the most good for anyone without discrimination. And I think during this crisis, we are doing just that. We've adapted our programming to waive the income guidelines, so that way more of our services were available to people who normally weren't there, who or haven't ever used the resource in the past. We've seen a lot of new clients. It seems like it's working good. It seems like it's been receptive. We just continue to try and do our best to help those that are affected by this and haven't ever been in these situations. And I'd have to say that we've definitely seen a large growth through our community, not only from community support for donations, both food and monetary, but also a large increase in need.
Are we talking hundreds of people? I mean, we certainly think of the Needy Family Fund. We get to thousands of people over the course of that.
We've done roughly, Milton Sunbury office has helped just over 2,600 people, which is an exponential growth for this time of year. Usually we might help maybe 100 to 150 people a week, but because of what's going on, those numbers have just blown up, and we've continued to try and sustain our ability to help them. We've helped, I think to date, we've given roughly 3,500 meals to the community, and that's comprised of about 800 households. We've even gone as far as to increase going from just food and utility assistance. We've adapted to help with hygiene kits, and we've given out about 200 of those. We're trying to ensure that people that are at high risk or are trying to stay at home, whether it's due to lack of transportation, concern for COVID, or they have kids at home and they just can't get out, whatever the reason, we're trying to ensure that when they come to us, that the resources we're giving them help to make it easier to stay home and stay safe.
How do you distribute meals? Explain how that works.
Yeah, we've streamlined it. Last we talked, I was identifying that we were starting to partner with the state and Operation Barbecue, and we've done that. Now we are providing food. Our Milton office provides food from on Wednesdays and Fridays, and our Sunbury office provides food on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's real simple. You just come in, you identify how many people are in the house, and we give you a food box, and you're on your way. And we try and have enough for everybody. We try and adapt so that way no one goes without getting something. Usually everyone that comes to our door so far, we haven't had to worry about running out. We have just enough, usually. but we've tried to really just make it where everyone that's there is comfortable. We do it contact free, and we're looking to continue doing that through May 15th.
Well, tell me about any unmet needs Salvation Army has. Are you looking for any assistance?
Our biggest thing that we're looking to the community, and they've done a good job, but we ask they continue to, you know, answer our request for either monetary support or dropping off food. We list everything that we're looking for that we're shorted, whether it be simple things like bags or peanut butter, whatever it may be. We post all that stuff every week on our Facebook page, and so far the community has done a great job answering that call. But I would say, you know, today is Giving Tuesday. If anyone is interested in supporting us through monetary donations, they can either go to give.salvationarmy.org or visit our website.
All right, and what is the website and the phone numbers? Let's give out lots of contact information for folks.
Yep, they can either go, they can actually just go to usc.salvationarmy.org, and it'll have the link on there. And they can, wherever they're from, the money will go directly to that local area. But I know that, you know, as we continue to put out this support, and we look to help our community, the monetary donations are just as important as the people in need, and just as important as the donations we're getting to support our pantries.
Okay. So what is next event? When is the next meal? When's the next giveaway?
Yep, Sunbury will actually be giving theirs out later today. They can get on the Facebook page. Everything is current on there. And Milton Bowl will be doing theirs tomorrow. And again, their information is up to date on the Facebook page.
All right, and folks can call 742-4231 in Milton and 286-4131 if you want to reach the Sunbury Salvation Army. And those numbers are what in the book, I guess. Is there still a book, Joel? I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't know, but I do know that those are the correct numbers. And we try and keep everything updated between the website. I know the Google numbers are correct. I'd also like to give a huge shout out to some of the companies that have helped us, just be either whether it be donations or just continuing our orders for our food, between Save-A-Lot, B&W Disposal, Penske Rental, and the local community. We have just been able to continue rocking our operations and adapting them to continue adapting what the community needs.
All right. Well, we'll give you an additional moment for any other remarks, any other thank yous, or anything else you want to send out to our audience. Please go right ahead.
No, I thank the community for being willing to adapt to our change, because it's just so much different than what we've had to deal with in the past, not only volume, but the way we've had to operate, and that they just continue to be patient as they come in for food. They just work with the volunteers and the staff, and continue to respect the social distancing and the hands-free contact. And if they have any questions, they can contact their office. And like I said, they're more than welcome to go on to give.salvationarmy.org to support our operations.
All right. Well, thank you. Do keep in touch. You have an open mic to keep folks informed about these needs and unmet needs and this growing issue here, where more and more families are on the margin and are taking an advantage of either Operation Barbecue or just the great help in other ways from Salvation Army. Joel, thank you so much for checking in today.
Hey, thanks, Mark. And I look forward to getting on after it's all done, and maybe give some information about how we did and all.
Juan, we'll get you back here in the studio. We'll get you to visit again and bring your new captain. Well, I still call them new captains. They've been there a while now, but bring them back. There's certainly a lot to talk about here when it comes to unmet needs, and then agencies like yourself that are trying to meet those needs. Hang in there. Be safe, Joel. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
Thank you. Joel Harris, Sunbury and Milton, Salvation Army Community Coordinator. Telephone number if you're interested in Milton, whether you wish to help or could enjoy saying yes to their help, 570-742-4231. Or you can call Sunbury 286-4131.